Hey guys, welcome to the Speaking American English podcast. My goal is to teach you guys the English spoken here in the States. So if you want to speak like a local American, or you just want to figure out what the heck we're saying, I can assure you this is the right place. So kick back, relax, and let's get ready to rock and roll.
Going well, man. I just stay at home life, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it's been forever since I've talked to you, but yeah, it's going pretty good. I mean, as good as it can go with the whole quarantine thing. So just keeping sane with, you know, staying fit, working out. I really miss Fitness Connection, but what are you gonna do?
I miss Fitness Connections so much, man. And I feel you on staying sane. I mean, the ironic thing is most people love the idea of staying home. And I know I used to, like before all this stuff, I used to love the idea of basically staying home all day. But when you're kind of forced to do it, it's different. And I might need to get some workout tips from you, man, because I've been trying to go on walks with my wife, but I definitely want to make sure I'm staying on top of my fitness. So you might need to send me some of your workout routines so I can get an idea of what I can be doing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right on. I could definitely do that. But yeah, so welcome to my podcast. Appreciate you taking the time to come on. I know you have your own podcast. I've checked it out. It's pretty cool. But yeah, Devonte is a native English speaker, and you're from North Carolina, right?
That is correct. Born and raised in North Carolina. I was born in Greensboro, and I grew up in Rocky Mount, and I live in Raleigh now. So pretty much all Carolinian, North Carolinian.
Yeah, me too. So yeah, I just have a couple of questions. Just want to talk to you about basically growing up here and the culture and stuff. So, you know, what's your perspective of America? Like, what's it like living here, culture wise, the languages that you encounter the most, maybe like the accents, common animals you may see here, like, and yeah, just life in your 20s. What's that kind of like?
That's a great question, and I feel like we could spend the entire episode just on that. I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. You know, the thing, my perspective, I really like the fact that, you know, there's 50 states here, and definitely each state has something unique about it. I love North Carolina. This is home for me, but I've been able to visit about half of the states so far. My goal, the goals of my bucket list is to visit all 50 states. And I still got a little ways to go. I'm about halfway there. But I really like how each state just has something unique about it.
That's true.
I mean, some people may think that a lot of the smaller states all run together. But you can definitely find something that's unique in each place. And here in North Carolina, it's interesting because when you live somewhere that you grew up, you know, you miss a lot of things that other people would notice more. For example, here in North Carolina, when people come here from other states, they really marvel about how many trees we have. And they're like, man, there's trees everywhere. Growing up here, I thought it was normal. But when you go to other states, for example, I was in Milwaukee, and my first time in the Midwest area there. And I could definitely see the difference because when I got back here, I'm like, we definitely do have a lot of trees here in North Carolina. So I like the differences between states here. I love the food, especially being a Southerner. You know, we like our barbecue and things like that. Even though we have differences of opinion how the barbecue is made, but I'm not going to get into that. But I like the food, and in general, I like the fact that we're one country. But man, I'm telling you, like, especially for someone that were to come here for the first time, they would really see just how different parts of the country are. And I've been able to travel to a lot of different parts, out to Cali a few times, Midwest, the Northeast, Southeast here. But I haven't been to Texas yet. And I know we'll get to that later, some of the places I would like to see. But there's still a lot of places in this country I haven't experienced yet. And I'm looking forward to the things that surprise me. And I really think that anywhere you go to, you're going to be surprised by something. And you're also going to find that some of the stereotypes about the area probably are going to be true in some cases. Like they say, everything's bigger in Texas. So I'm expecting a lot of big things there, big food and, you know, restaurants and all that stuff. But I'm also looking forward to things I'm going to be surprised by. So that's one of my favorite things about America, is that there's always going to be something here that you can learn and experience as brand new. I mean, we know about all the big tourist destinations like New York, Miami, California, places like that. But I also like those hidden gems, you know, here that we have all over the country. And I'm looking forward to experiencing some of those.
Yeah, that's so true. I think that's pretty sweet that you have like 25 states under your belt. Is that right? 25?
Yeah. 25 so
wow.
far.
That's pretty impressive. Has Minnesota happened to be one of those?
No, I have not been to Minnesota yet, man, but I'm looking forward to that. That's definitely for like the outdoors types. And I've heard a lot about Minnesota in that way, that you definitely have to be kind of an outdoors person to enjoy it. So I look forward to going there one day.
Yeah, definitely. That's a place I haven't been to either. I just know they have their own little accent going on. And then Texas is also a place on my bucket list that I want to go to. Just going into like the way different people speak in America. So like slang, for instance. So do you have particular slang that you may use more than often or that you like to use? Because I know everyone kind of talks different. And some people use the same slang. Some people use slang and they don't even realize they use slang. It's just so common. They hear it so commonly. But yeah, is there any type of slang that like that you like to say or that you say all the time?
That's another good question. And honestly, I think that our version of English is almost entirely slang, which is where I appreciate the name
of
speaking American English, because what we speak versus what, you know, the people in England speak and how it originated is not even close in some ways. As a Southerner, again, I mostly use Southern slang, you know. I mean, we learn a lot of words together. But we'll say, like, you know, there's a term, like, one of the most common ones is, like, I'm fixing to do something. Like, when you say it, if you say, I'm fixing to go to the store, you'll just say, oh, I'm finna go to the store. And it sounds like you're saying, you know what I mean? So type of thing I use is mostly just different variations of running words together, like sometimes even entire sentences together. Like another thing is another common one is what you might call it is what you might call it, you know, like just different things like
true.
That. It's just like, what? Like, but we hear it so much and we speak it so much. It's perfectly normal to make like an entire sentence just all kind of run together in some kind of, you know, word. It's not really a real word, but something that we all know here, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy because, like, if you were to write a paper and read it, then the way you read it and write it is differently than what people speak, like, in conversation. So there's almost, like, two different languages. You have, like, your conversation language. Obviously, you wouldn't speak like someone writing a paper, but then you have, like, the formal business writing. And when you actually put those words on paper, you're not going to put what you speak on the paper. So it's like, it's crazy. The more I learn about English, like the more I take it, you know, I like realize that I've taken it for granted because it's pretty difficult. I mean, there's over 500,000 words and like plus slang and just phrases, and it's pretty wild to think about that. But so I know your wife is from the Philippines, right? Is that correct?
Correct.
So is her first language, it's not English, right? It's Filipino?
Yes, their native language is called Tagalog, so that's her native language.
Ah, gotcha. Cool. So has it was it difficult for her to pick up on English? Or I figure that seems like a country where they teach their citizens like English in schools, because I don't know, just from I guess a stereotype, I just feel like a lot of them know English. But did she grow up in the school system and like learn English, or was it required?
Fortunately, she did grow up learning English in school. And in addition to that, the Philippines is a very westernized country as well, especially in the Manila area, the Manila metro area where she is from. They see a lot of American movies and a lot of American TV shows and American music. So in addition to learning English in school, they actually get to hear English being spoken in movies, and that's big because the way that you learn it, the word for word kind of perfect, proper way to learn English is not always the way that it's spoken in real life. So for her, it was an advantage to be able to hear movies and TV shows where people talked more normally than they would just strictly by the book English, like from the textbook. So she was exposed to English that way, and she's fluent in it. And so we get to Now, this, and it's also interesting because since she wasn't born here and she wasn't raised here, there's still some slang terms, some things that she's not familiar with yet. And there's even times when, because in English we have so many synonyms, where we have words that have these different meanings and can be applied in different ways and different types of ways of speaking and figures of speech. And those are things that she's not as familiar with because you can't really teach that. It's very difficult to teach that because there's just it's constantly evolving, just the things that people say and the slang and things like that. So she's still learning a lot of those things, like the figures of speech and the more informal ways of speaking. But overall, she understands the structure of it, and she understands in general just how to speak it fluently on a so she can still have a good conversation with people, in English fully and without having an issue.
Nice. That's cool. And I'm assuming she has an accent, right?
Yeah,
as
she does have
well.
an accent.
Nice.
It's she's still easy to be understood. It's still easy to understand what she's saying, but she definitely being from the Philippines, she does speak with a slight accent.
Nice. Yeah. So is her does her family also speak English, or because I know it seems like I know in France, like usually people our age, their parents weren't taught English in the school systems, but now everywhere in France they're teaching people not only French but English. So I didn't know if that's something that's common there now.
Yeah, it's more common here now for our generation. But I know her father and people in her father's generation, they didn't grow up speaking English. So as a result of that, her father knows very little English and doesn't speak much English. And her younger siblings are still in the process of learning English because they're still in school. All of them except for one is still except for one is still in school. So they're still in the process of learning it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's interesting. So have you ever thought about learning her native language, or does she ever throw in any words out there like for anything, like using her native language?
Absolutely. And that's the thing that's cool about the Philippines. So their native language is Tagalog, but similar to how we speak English, the Tagalog language is really starting to be more of a hybrid between Tagalog and English to the point where they call it Taglish. So, which is interesting. So, if you were to watch a Filipino talk show or something like that, or a Filipino movie, you would actually hear a lot of English in it, where they'll randomly have an English sentence or English word because there are some things that don't translate perfectly, from Tagalog to English. So a lot of times they will throw in some English words or some even entire sentences in English, and they understand that. And they so some sentences may be part English, part Tagalog, which I really find is fascinating to me because it
That's
really is like
super
these languages
fascinating.
are being fused together. And one day, this Taglish that I'm talking about may be the new language there one day. You never know because they also have a lot of words that they incorporate, and similar to Spanish as well. Spain colonized the Philippines way ago, a long time ago, and as a result of that, there's a lot of Spanish words in Tagalog as well. So Fortunately, Jovi has been able to, and that's my wife's name, Jovi. She has been able to teach me a little bit of Tagalog, and I'm still learning a lot, and I'm barely conversational. I can say some basic things in Tagalog, as if I'm introducing myself,
yeah,
and saying proper thank yous and greetings and things like that, how to say good morning and good night. I'm still learning all of that stuff, and I'm having fun learning it. I just want to learn it even on a faster rate so I can be fluent, because one day I would love to be able to go there and completely surprise her family by speaking Tagalog. Because as of right now, when we visit or when we talk, she would have to be kind of the translator. But I would love one day to just to completely surprise them by speaking some Tagalog fluently to them in conversations.
That would be, yeah, that'd be super cool. Because I'm learning French, and I've taken French classes throughout school on and off, like high school and in college, and but now I'm taking classes online, and started that last year again. But yeah, it's really fun to learn a new language, because it's just so many different positives about it. When Jovi moved here, did she have any, were there certain accents in America that she had trouble understanding? Maybe she didn't hear them in person, but maybe when she saw like a movie or like a TV show, were there any accents that she struggled to understand, or did it all just come together?
Yeah, good question. She actually did have an issue, predictably, with understanding deep Southern accents. And I'm talking deep South, like Alabama. Because the way that they speak so slowly, and kind of some of the words kind of blur together, you know, she definitely had a hard time, and sometimes still has a hard time understanding those deep Southern accents. But for the most part, most people in conversation that she deals with, she can understand them in person. But it's just some of those more extreme accents that are harder for her to understand.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Awesome. Yeah.